Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for me. We're made in America. Land of the free.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and all certified night owls. Welcome to another episode of Who's. My name's Matt Lee, and I'm here with
Mr. Brett Denny. Howdy, everyone.
And we're going to do another episode for you, episode 14.
Woo! 14 already. I cannot believe it's gone this far.
Yeah, and all episodes have had some great music, haven't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that none of us would have been able to listen to had we not started doing this, and we've found some great songs, so it's really good.
Yeah, a lot of great music sent from all over the nation,
yep.
All over the United States, and we're starting to get some international stuff. We had one that was, where was he from? Do you remember?
No, I remember. I can remember Casey talking about that. Was it Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because he talked about all the Ireland country music stuff that they had over there.
Yeah.
So we've had somebody from Ireland, and today we're going to have somebody from overseas also that's in the top 10 countdown.
Yes.
So we're excited about getting started. Real quickly, last night was the first time that the four of us have been able to get together for a long time. We was able to go Facebook Live. If you haven't seen the Facebook Live, you can go to either Night Owl Country Band, or you can go to Who's Who Podcast or Willow Leaves of Hope to see that. What'd you think, Brett?
Oh, it was fun. I think keeping it at that time limit is good, but man, I sure wanted to play a lot longer.
Yeah, we're used to playing those 2-, 3-, 4-hour sets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was it, about 40 minutes, I think?
40 minutes. So I think it ended up being good. You know, you probably might lose some here and there anyway. You know, so 40 minutes, I think, was good. And it's just going to whet their appetite and want more for next time.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see all of our certified night owls, our fans, our friends and family once we're able to actually get back together. It's kind of odd playing to nobody.
Right. Yeah, the two ladies from the Willow Leaves, they had their own little private night owl country band concert just for themselves. They were sitting there eating pizza. They were enjoying it. So
yeah, intimate show.
I'm glad they had us come.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so this is the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. It's brought to you by, of course, Night Owl Country Band. And if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss us a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. And without further ado, we're going to just announce number 10 song on our Top 10 Countdown. This is coming from the Netherlands region.
Yes.
And it's Esther Van Comer, Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand. No worries on your mind. You live in the sky, little boy with your sensitive mind. You were born as an innocent child. You face the world alone, the struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction wins. Light and free, rest in peace and harmony. No more fears, worries or tears. Without judgment, only peace. Feel the world.
right. That's proof right there that great music comes from all over the world,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Esther Van Comer, what a song. I thought it was a very clean recording, a beautiful song with a beautiful voice. Yep. And I like the accent on her voice, too.
Right.
And she is a part of ISSA, correct. ISSA, International, yep, Singer-Songwriter Association. And we did meet her at the pre-party where we played at, what was that at?
Wild Wing Cafe?
Yeah, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a very nice lady. She had a friend with her. I think her name was
Esther.
Esther also,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So that was pretty neat. And the song, to me, was a heart tugger.
Yeah, ahead. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just such a beautiful, smooth voice. You know, and she had actually won an award, too, while we were there at the ISSA Awards.
Yeah.
And just that, I think the instruments, especially that acoustic intro, I really enjoyed that. Very good song. Thank you very much, Esther.
Yeah, that beautiful, clean medley. And the more I listen to it, the more and more I like it. Go ahead.
So that was number 10. We're going to go now into number 9. This was our honorable mention last week. And it has now moved up to number 9, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
I was down in Indiana with an old friend of mine. We stopped at the bar to have a drink and pass the time. When I walked up to the jukebox to play country song, there was no Jones on the jukebox. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox. The whole world has gone to hell, and now they've crossed a line. They took the heart of a country song and tore it right in two. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox tonight.
You know, Brett, this is proof here that you need to, if you have a good song, you need to send in your music.
That's right.
Because he, just last week, honorable mention, and now he's in the top 10 at number 9.
Yeah.
And I really like the song No Jones on the jukebox. We appreciate Wyatt Massengill singing it, or sending in his song.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoosier, he's from Indiana.
That's correct.
That's our first Indiana person that's made the list.
Yeah.
And that's episode 14.
Yeah.
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 Go ahead.
So that was good. You know, and go take a look at his Facebook page. You know, he's played at 8 Seconds Saloon.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully our paths will cross.
And he's played Dukes too, you said?
Yeah, played Dukes, yep. One thing I liked about, you know, one thing I picked up was some of the lyrics near the end of the song, I think. It says, possums playing possum again. So then that, of course, you know, with me not being too much of a country fan up until 4 or 5 years ago, made me go look and see why George Jones was called the possum. Do you have an idea of why he was called the possum?
Honestly, I don't.
Okay. One of his early album covers was kind of a side view of just his face, and his nose is turned up, and he's got some beady eyes. So some DJ that was playing the music said it, and it just stuck. So they called him the possum.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, you always wonder, and then it's just because, you know, he's got a little turned up nose or anything. So, again, Wyatt, we appreciate and thank you very much for sending that music in.
So the possum's not too bad of a name.
No, because
all sorts of stuff there.
Yeah, but, you know, when I did the deep dive, his two nicknames are the possum and then No Show Jones.
Yes.
And you know, George in an interview said he worked that No Show into one of his songs. You know, he tried to embrace it, and it kind of went away more so, but the possum really stuck. So
yeah, actually he did a No Show at Little Nashville Opera.
That's right. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good story. On our part, he probably didn't like stories like that. But
no, the story. That's one thing musicians got to remember. Stories, it's like wildfire.
Yeah.
If you do something that's a little out of the box, it definitely is negative. It's going to hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People remember the negative more than the positive.
Yeah, go ahead.
And now coming in at number 8, Miss Ashley Puckett with Bulletproof.
Broken glass, but you always seem to walk away without a scratch. Madness and mayhem roll like water off your back. You're the only one who ain't bleeding after the crash. That's what you want, though.
Number 8, Ashley Puckett. I appreciate you sending in your music also. I really like this song. I like the hard-hitting, driving beat. And what I like about it too, Brett, is when Ashley Puckett submitted her first song,
mm-hmm.
She hit the top 10 right off the bat. And you know there's only one female in that whole top 10, I believe.
Okay.
Is that right? Besides Leona Williams, who sang backup.
Okay, she was backup.
So now since that's happened, since episode 1, now we're going into episode 14. Mm-hmm. We've had more females submit more music,
yep.
And now we've got a good range of different kinds of music.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, I think, like I said last time, just as soon as the intro starts, it grabs you. It really gets you. She's got a great voice. Kind of, it's almost a mixture of like a rock and roll, but a country also. Just, it's very strong voice. So,
yeah, they did great picking the musicians for that song.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and now coming in at number 7, Mr. Adam Whitehead with Outlawed.
Adam Whitehead with number 7, Outlawed. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. Stayed steady at number 7 this week. Appreciate him sending in his music. He was very excited about being in the top 10. And we appreciate all of the top 10 artists that have shared Who's Who Top 10 Independent Countdown every week that they've done that. We appreciate that. We appreciate you sharing the show. Appreciate you sharing the post where you're in the top 10. Because it means a lot to us also that you take it to be an honor to be on our top 10.
Yeah.
So, all right, Brett.
Yeah. I think it's got a nice groove to it. Really nice groove. I to kind of piggyback on what you were saying, I enjoyed, heck, we had like 5 or 6 comments from some of the artists on our podcast page from doing that. So, you know, they don't just send in the music and then Let It Be, they kind of want to know who's playing their music and all that. So
yeah. And as a musician, that's something that you got to do. You got to market yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't market yourself, really, we found out that's really the only ones that you can count on 100%.
Correct. Is yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, people will tell you what they think you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's good, sometimes it burns you.
Yep.
Oh, well. And now, coming in at number 6, Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Fireflies show themselves on a summer night. As the whippoorwill and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our minds? Why do we live online? Change.
Flat River Band is, I believe that they are a band that, just from the sound of them, by reading the documentation they sent us about themselves and listening to their music, Brett, I think this is a band we could work with about every night.
Oh, yeah. I think, almost like-minded. I'm not going to say, they've got a different little sound, but I think it is a group that we would work well with. So hopefully one day our paths will cross somewhere down the road. That'd be great.
Yeah, that bluegrassy country mix, and then with our bluegrassy country southern rock type mix,
yep.
I think it'd be perfect.
Yep. So I'm kind of looking at you, Matt, and I think I see something in your eyes there, bub. You got a question on your mind?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
We've got something special coming up. Sports not happening right now.
Oh, man.
So with that not happening, and a lot of people are watching reruns of different games and different races and just kind of the old stuff that since there's nothing else to watch. But this week we have something live.
Live.
That we're able to watch. And it is... the NFL Draft.
Yes.
Yeah. And the NFL Draft, you just tell me a little bit about what was going on. Roger Goodell, where's he holding the NFL Draft from?
I tell you, it probably took a lot of red tape and a lot of planning for this, but he's going to be doing it from his basement.
From his basement.
Basement, yes.
Wow. They better not have more than 10 people there, yeah.
You know, the sports show I listen to in the morning, Golic and Wingo, they're actually doing their morning show from Mike Golic's basement. So I think the three of them are in Mike Golic's basement. So,
and he's watching some of the late night shows.
Yeah, they do it from their house. It's just like us. You know, we're trying. But, watching Jimmy Fallon from his home, it sure is not the same.
Yeah, and some of them, their kids are jumping in there. So
yes.
It's kind of making, I know they're celebrities, and we look at celebrities a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But it makes them look real.
Right.
Like everybody else.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So the big thing this week, the NFL Draft, I'm going to ask you, and we'll make it quick.
Okay.
What are your top three NFL draft picks that you'd have all, through all the stars that they've had throughout all the years.
Okay.
Who would be your top three overall NFL draft picks?
Okay. So, if I was building a team, I would probably start with Homer and be Peyton Manning. I think I'd have to take him.
Okay. So he'd be your number three?
Okay. Sure. I would probably pick Emmitt Smith.
Good one, yeah.
And then I would probably take, man, it's a toss-up. I will go, he played both sides, but he was defense more. I would probably take Deion Sanders.
Okay.
So.
Because he played just about anywhere you
You're right,
to.
Right. Yeah. So that's probably my three.
That's a good three. Okay. My top three, of course, I'd have to go. I'm going to kind of go on what Tim would probably say is his number one, but it would be my number three would be Brett Favre.
Okay.
And the reason why I like Brett Favre is because if there is a small hole, he was going to try to hit that hole no matter what, even if it's going to get intercepted.
Right.
So I like the confidence that he had.
Okay.
Great player. Not as much as when he went to Vikings or the Jets,
right,
when he was at the Packers.
And now, is there a green and yellow theme that you like with the Green Bay and the Vipers?
Oh, the Vipers.
Oh, man, we haven't talked about the Vipers in months.
No. And
thank God.
And there may be a good reason. You know what? Maybe the Who's Who has lasted longer than
they might have.
Than the XFL.
Hello. Maybe you should learn something from us.
Yeah, we'll show Vincent Mann how to run a business.
And what would be your next one there,
all
sir?
All right, number two. I'd say you have to go with Jim Brown.
Okay,
right?
All right.
So you have to go with Jim Brown on number two just because the stardom that's there. And, but number one.
I have a guess.
You have a guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Initials DB.
DB.
Then maybe not.
No, so that's not Andy Dalton.
Oh, no. Please, no.
No, DB, who was you going to say?
Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees.
The Purdue man.
I love Drew Brees.
Okay.
But no, he did not make my top three.
Okay.
Number one, and a lot of Colts fans hate this guy. But he is the best, I think, quarterback ever. And that's got to be Tom Brady.
I see. I thought you were going to say Ryan Leaf. Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady's always got to be in there. But, you know, I think sometimes I that's probably why I'm not a team owner, because I think my heart and what I see, you know, out there in life would keep me from doing something. And I know that most people hate Tom Brady, so I'd say I'm not going to take Tom Brady.
Yeah. There's so many great players.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Dickerson. Calvin Johnson was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome. Talking about Bengals, I mean, you got A.J. Green, and he was a great player.
And I kind of wish Barry Sanders wouldn't have retired so soon.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to have seen what he did.
Yeah. Boomer Esiason was another good.
I liked him. He
good
was
Bengals player. And that was something, too, when the Colts actually originated in Baltimore. So a lot of the Indiana Colts fans now, the older ones, used to be Bengals fans. Because that was.
Yep.
That was
I definitely was. You know, I was a big Bengals fan. You know, I was rooting for them against the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And then, of course, Joe Montana, he pulled his magic out again, you know, and ended up winning, taking the last drive, you know, in the fourth quarter. So, but I was always a Bengals fan. It was fun to watch them.
And other players, Dan Marino was great. Troy Aikman was great. I like some of the players that are coming along now. J.J. Watt and his brother T.J. Watt.
T.J., yeah.
Man, both them guys are awesome.
They are.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so. now they're doing a game show on Fox.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I think all three of the Watt brothers are doing a game show. They're hosting it, and it's called Tag.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks interesting, but I don't know if I could... I don't know if I would keep watching it, yeah. But
it's funny how football players, some of them that are more popular, they'll go on, they'll do a lot of different things. This year, WrestleMania was just, you know, about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
It was the host of WrestleMania was Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Patriots.
And he won an award too, right? Or won something from the...
A 24/7 belt.
That's right, 24/7. Yep.
Yeah, so that was fun. So, yeah, if you have a favorite football player, mm-hmm. and even if you want to put your top three on of your NFL draft, you can post it on the Facebook page so that way people can see that. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I love these questions. Kind of makes you think sometimes. But now, coming in at number five, it's Miss Courtney Dickinson with Freedom.
Courtney Dickinson with Freedom. Great song, Brett. She does a wonderful job. And like we said last week, she's doing Facebook Lives. Go like her Facebook page or Instagram and watch her do Facebook Live. She sounds just like she does on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. You'd mentioned that to me when we were talking. And, you know, there's quite a few people out there that when I hear them live... You know, I'm going, oh my goodness, you yeah. know, are they sick? What's going on? You know, but yeah, she sounds great. You know, and every time I listen to this, you know, leading up to our podcast, you know, just to refresh my memory, you know, maybe see if I pick up on something. I just like this song more and more every time I hear it. So great job there, Courtney.
Yeah, we appreciate you sending your music. Send in some more, musicians, send your music in to nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. Send in your profile picture. Send in information about yourself or your band. And also send in what link you'd like us to put in there, whether it's your website, Facebook, Instagram. So that way we make sure that people see where they can like you and find you at.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you'd like to, we've got something special going for Night Owl Country Band for this month, and this month is coming to somewhat of an end. So May 1st will be the deadline for this, but you can buy anything that you'd like from the Night Owl Country Band store at www.nightowlcb.com. You can buy a t-shirt, you can buy a koozie, you can buy a hat, you can buy anything you'd like, and your name will be dropped into a hat for a signed Indiana brand guitar that we will send to you. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. I on our Facebook Live show last night, you also mentioned whoever started a watch party, you know, would get be put in a hat to be drawn for a free shirt. How many watch parties did we have? Did you notice that?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I haven't been able to look at that, but that was we had quite a few.
Yeah.
So we're gonna quite a few people naming the hat for the free t-shirt for that. And we'll do that again here in a couple weeks probably when we do that.
I'm always amazed, you know, we're having fun up there, and as soon as we're done, you know, I'm looking at it, and we have, what was it, almost 500 views before we are done. Yeah. So, you know, we may not be able to get out there live, but we're doing the best we can, and we're getting a lot of people watching, and so we appreciate all of you.
Yeah, and this as musicians, this may come to some hard truth, maybe. But coming from the business side of things, we talked about a little bit last night. You know, state of Indiana's, we're getting ready to start opening things up here real soon. May 1st, we're going to start into our phase one to where we can start opening things up.
You sound like a politician.
I know. Things are going to be totally different. I mean, the bars and the venues, the theaters, the amphitheaters, all them is, it's all going to be a little bit different when things start opening up. And one thing we have to remember as musicians is all these different places are coming out of a extremely slow period. Mm-hmm. So, and this is going to be hard truth probably, but we have to come to it ourselves. But we may not be able to get out immediately.
Right.
Because some of those places may not be able to afford to pay you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might keep that in mind when you talk to places. And one of the things I told the guys also, we do bookings for some of the celebrities and stuff like that. And some of those artists, they come for thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing you need to remember also is all these people are coming out of this and they're at a slow period. They're only able to be able to do drive up or delivery. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to have all those expenses like they had before.
No.
So everybody needs to keep that in mind when you price yourself. Don't price yourself out of business.
Right. Yeah. You know, and part of it too is I think, you know, they pay their musicians or entertainment probably basing on what they're going to take in that night. And if, you know, if phase one, phase two is only allowing 10 people or 50 people, you know, they're still not going to have a lot of money. So,
yeah. Most of them's going to probably be maybe 50% capacity, probably. Yeah,
right.
And and this is totally, it's just what I've heard. Mm-hmm. But so when they open up the bar, so this may be true or not true, so don't take me at my word, but it does make sense.
I never do.
Oh, good. But it does make sense that, so your family goes in, Brett, and you guys are going to eat, and then my family comes in, we're going to eat. So we still have that 6-foot social distancing thing. So our tables won't be necessarily right next to each other.
Right.
They'll be moved away from each other, and we'll be sitting in different spots. It's going to be really strange for a while.
Yep. Yep. Something we'll just have to get used to. You know, for all the people that, you know, are sitting there going, man, I just want this to get back. You know, I beg you that when it does get back to full capacity, come on out and listen to us. Listen to live music. Support your live music bands and performers. Just support them.
Yeah, because we're right now, a lot of us are on the sidelines dying to get out there.
Yep.
Our next show, this will hit the week of what week? What are we looking at? The 20th to the
27th
week. So we're looking at least still a month before we're able to get out. And we're going to be around the Myrtle Beach area for that. So that's going to be kind of neat. But you never know if that's going to stick.
I know it.
Because you don't know what changes are going to be, and that's in a different state. So
it's a different state. I mean, you know, the thing you hear, again, here is this virus it doesn't like the heat. So we're hoping that the sooner this weather warms up, the better. So we'll see.
Yes, and please don't have any heat with us.
That's
just the reality of it. We hate it ourselves. But we see it coming on the business side of it. That's just going to be part of it for a little while.
Right.
So
yeah,
that'll cost you nothing extra.
Right. So yeah, when this all comes back, and you come out and listen to some live music, just make sure you drink to the songs.
Right.
And that's leading us into number four, fourth and main, with Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn when we drank to the songs we grew up on. My first CD was by Alabama.
10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk.
Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice.
They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know,
we shout them out at the top of our lungs.
When we drink to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. You're right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
All right, our original number one from episode one, our friends Fourth and Main.
Yes.
With a great song, Drink to the Songs. Those guys are phenomenal, and we appreciate their music, and it's really, really good, clean, family type music, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I can't express enough. I probably said it too many times. I probably said it at every podcast. I cannot get over the harmonies. Just great harmonies. I think, you know, when I first joined this band, to hear me and Matt harmonize, it's something that we like. I mean, you know, it's great to hear a solo act, but man, you add that harmonies in there, and these guys have some great harmonies.
Sounds like they got some gospel background, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, so definitely.
I'd say they definitely do, and that harmony, the way it is, and just the good music itself. And I'd be interested in seeing them live, because I've always wondered, would they play live with live music,
mm-hmm.
or would they play with a soundtrack?
I see.
That I would always wonder that
I
until
see.
I see them live. So yeah, I'll have to try to check them out sometime soon.
And have you sung with a backing track before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was with White River Trio.
We
traveled and sang stuff.
So, and then, but like that picture of you when you're like 12 years old, is that a band or?
That's with live music. That's with the Singing Sands.
Singing Sands.
That
okay.
was with Casey's dad.
Okay.
Played the piano.
Okay.
And then his grandpa sang bass.
Okay.
And I was the lead singer of that
right.
song there.
All right.
That group, Singing Sands. Yeah, pretty cool.
Loving it. All right. Moving on to number three, Mr. Cason Lane with Country Side of Me.
All right, y'all, listen up now. Here we go. Yeah, we got the Fireball whiskey sitting go on tap. A double barrel shotgun hanging low in the glass. Life is easy here on Dirty Street. We got the 35 spray of mud on the flats. Deep in the woods, ain't nowhere on the map. The speakers cranked up. That whitetail brings me to my knees. I'm a bucking rut. You're a doing heat. Yeah, shake that thing, girl. You do what I need. Cases of beer sitting on coolers of ice. My baby beside me riding high and tight. Wind in my face, mud in my. Ain't no white collar, the high society.
beside me riding high and tired. Wind in my face, mud in my hair. I ain't got no worries and I just don't care. This ain't no white collar, the high society. It's just that hillbilly redneck country side of me.
Countryside of Me. Great job, Case and Lane. Great song.
I'm just jealous of his name.
That's a country name.
That is. Case and Lane. I love it.
It's not one that you hear every day.
No. No. Here I am stuck with Brett. I'm kidding, Mother. just really hits the country folk mentality. You know, keep your white collar and your high society. They just want to show their redneck country side.
Mm.
Love this song. Thanks a lot, Kaysen.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, Brett's not as good as Dwight, is it?
Oh, you hush your mouth. If there's only one way for me to edit that out.
If you don't know, he's got a brother named Dwight.
Why can't you be more like your brother?
We're going to do something special right now. I looked something up a little bit earlier, and I thought it would be fun to read these off to Brett, and I'm excited about hearing his, what do you call that?
Thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, I hear your thoughts on it.
But, so I'm already going to apologize to everybody. He has not let me in on any of these. So
no.
I'm going to try to just throw these off the top of my head.
All right. These are the top 10 questions that Google was asked in 2019.
Okay. So when you type in Google, hey, Google, blah, 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 these are the top 10.
Top 10 answers, or top 10 questions.
Okay.
We'll start at number 10. Who called me?
Who called me?
That's number 10.
Oh, yes, I do that all the time. Yes, definitely.
Because you want to check out and see if that's a scammer or not.
Right, right.
Number 9 was, is Mercury in retrograde?
Could you repeat that?
Number 9 is Mercury in retrograde.
Okay, that makes no sense
to
me. No,
we must have a lot of scientists looking up stuff. That makes you feel good, don't
okay,
it?
Okay.
Number 8, when are the early signs of pregnancy?
So, these very important stuff people are asking Google about. Okay.
Yeah. When are the early signs of pregnancy was number 8.
That's great.
Yeah. So, we must have had a lot of babies being born
maybe.
In 2020. Maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Number 7. How many weeks in a year?
I guess you need to know that, I guess.
Yeah.
There's 52, by the way.
Right. Number 6. Where am I?
Okay, maybe because, you know, Google, they know exactly where you are, Big Brother.
Yeah.
So maybe that would be, but, okay.
Number 5, and how to draw was
how
number
to draw.
5.
How to draw.
How to draw.
Okay.
And there was 1,500,000 people that looked at
it. Oh,
up.
My goodness
How
gracious.
To draw. So we probably got a lot of artists out there right now with the...
Or wannabe artists.
Right. Number 4. It was 1,830,000 people asked this question to Google. Number 4, what is love?
Okay. That's a song. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. I bet that would be the top answer that they got when they typed in what is love.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 3, where's my refund? Where's my refund?
Oh, refund. Oh, yes.
Number 3.
Yes, yes.
Where's my refund?
Yes.
And that was big. 3,350,000.
Oh, my goodness. Look gracious. All right.
Number 2, what is my IP address?
Okay.
That was number 2.
Yeah, because you want to hide your IP address from Big Brother when you're right? downloading those illegal TV shows and movies on the Fire Stick. Go on.
All right. And number one.
Number one.
The most asked thing in 2019. This shocked me.
Okay.
It may shock you too, but you having a connection to the Indiana Pacers, this may not hit you quite as a shock.
Okay.
But number one, with 5 million of people asking this question, number one was, when are the NBA playoffs?
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that many people. And that would have been number one. I can understand people asking that question, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a nice little list. That was very nice.
Yeah.
Try to not take up too much of our time. What is that something you do? Do you ask Google a lot? What's something you ask?
Something I ask Google a lot. Most of the time, I'm not a mechanic.
Yep.
So a lot of times I'll ask where something is on my truck.
Yep.
That'll be a big thing that I do. As you can tell with me having a lot of truck issues, I'm a Ford man. So mm-hmm. I got a Ford truck.
I gotcha.
How about you?
With what I do for work, using AutoCAD Inventor, that's questions I ask a lot. Is, you know, an inventor, how do you do this? And, you know, it almost always brings up a video of somebody that has, you know, taught this lesson. So I use it a lot to find out how to do something on Inventor that I don't know. So
that's something, as far as us on the road when we're traveling together, one of the things we ask probably the most is, where is the closest Mexican restaurant?
Yes. Yes. It's good food. I mean, that's cheap. You get a lot of it. So, yeah.
Or Famous Dave's is one of your favorites.
Famous Dave's. Oh, man. The grilled pineapple. I love it. I love it. Great list. Thanks for bringing that to us.
Before we go on, we want to make sure we mention our Patreons. Our Patreon, John Barr.
Here we go. John Barr again.
There he is. He hit the list again. Now people will be going on Google, who is John Barr? We also want to thank Scott Poole. And we want to thank Nadina and Jerry Purdue for being Patreons. We appreciate you very much and appreciate for what you do for Night Owl Country Band and the Who's Who Countdown.
Yep. So, speaking of Mr. John Barr, mm-hmm. he'll probably remember this. Uh-huh. Coming in at number two, Richard Lynch, back in 1953.
I get to play this old guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born, in 1953. I'd like to have been around back then and see what I could see, maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me. Think I'll carry it on, playing my songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953. Sometimes I feel a presence coming over me when I play this guitar from my heart. Is it really him or me? I wonder who will play this old guitar when my days are done. Will they still have the love for the music from an old country song? They carry it on, playing their songs the way I did when I was
was a kid in that country home. A thousand memories flowing through the breeze. I hope they're good enough, like my daddy was back in 1953.
That back in 1953 song is a great song. Moved its way up the charts and all the way up to number two, Brett.
Yep, yep. Just what a great story. You know, when I sit at home and come up with phrases or lyrics that just pop in my head, and I try to write a song, you know, write a story. This was just a great story put together and put to music, and I appreciate it, and I thank you very much, Richard, for sending that in back in 1953. Love it.
We're getting ready to do our honorary mention. Last week we did it toward the end of the show. I keep wanting to say last year.
Yeah.
It must be because I like 2019 a lot better.
That, or, I mean, this just seems like a year-long month.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we still in March?
No, we're not still in March.
We made it to April. And we plan on making it to May, don't we? Oh, yes. So this honorary mention is from our friend, Lucas Chiliberti. We had talked about this song a little bit. He sent this song in the same time he sent in Rainmaker. Uh-huh. Rainmaker made it all the way up the charts.
Yep.
And hit number one, and it was still on the charts for most of our episodes, actually.
Right.
So this is an honorary mention of a song that he sent in or the very first episode, but we couldn't put it on there because Rainmaker did so well.
Right.
So he's waiting for it to drop. I hope you enjoy this song.
Yes, it is Springfields by Lucas Chiliberti.
Running through the woods, a wounded rebel, dodging a Yankee shell. Here on this frozen battlefield, the ghosts, they know me well. Stonewall told me, son, you gotta fight to win. If we don't give them all we've got, this war will never end. Our foes are forced to yield. Oh, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
What a great song from Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields.
Yep.
So you can see why we wanted that one to get on there fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. Again, Once you hear it, you just hear that, you know, it's a song about war, but I could just hear that native, you know, his native song and music, you know, just in it. It was great. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it paints a great picture.
Yep.
Which it's honorable mention this week. Who knows? It could be in the top 10 next week. We don't know. We'll see where all the ratings of the numbers all come in next week.
Yep.
appreciate you sending in your music again, Lucas Celeberti. All right, coming up next, we're going to do a Night Owl Country Band original song. Slow, Bad Breakin'.
After this bad slow breakin', I need to go pick up my friends, Jim and Jack, last names Beam and Co. After I get over her, I'll start to joke. I'm moving on to better things, moving from the hurt, going upon our rings. Why should I worry, stumble and fall, when you ain't worth it at all? Slow, bad breaker. Wonder what Lisa is up to today. Maybe I can walk on down, take her for a ride. Maybe go to the movies or the local bar. Or maybe we'll drive out in the country, park this car. I'm moving on to better things, moving from the hurt, going upon our rings. Why should I worry, stumble and fall, when you ain't worth it at all? So bad breaker. From the hurt, going upon our rings. Why should I worry, stumble and fall, when you ain't worth at all? I'm moving on to better things, moving from the hurt, going upon our rings. Why should I worry, stumble and fall, when you ain't worth it?
That's a fun song for
us
to do.
Yes.
When you see us out play, we don't do that one very often, nope. But we still enjoy playing that song.
And Lisa's got to love hearing her name.
I know.
She's got to.
I think she said that's her least favorite song.
Oh, my gosh, because it's all about her.
Yeah. But that song, I mean, it basically talks for itself, don't it?
Yep.
So
I mean, that's what songs are supposed to do. You know, now, again, sometimes, yes, it's nice to, you know, what are they talking about? You know, or put that little twist at the end and it all comes together. But, you know, this is a nice storytelling song. You just know what's going on. So, good song, good song. And now, we're going to do just a little recap of what we've been talking about. Coming in at number 10, Esther Von Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hands.
Coming in at number 9. Old school song, No Jones on the Jukebox, Wyatt Massengill.
There ain't no Jones on the jukebox.
Number 8 was Ashley Puckett with Bulletproof.
You ain't gotta be bulletproof.
Coming in at number 7, Adam Whitehead with Outlaw.
You should be outlaw. Put up on a post.
And number 6, Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees.
The Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Former three-time number one song, Freedom, Courtney Dickinson, coming in at number 5.
I'll take the freedom, freedom. Oh, I'll take the freedom, freedom.
And number 4 with the Great Harmonies, 4th and Main, Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home.
Number 3, Countryside of Me by Cason Lane.
It's just that hillbilly redneck, countryside of me.
And number 2, Richard Lynch with Back in 1953.
I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
Which now leads us up to number 1, Calling My Name, Mr. John Hunt.
Years and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane, and I've been brought to tears by a child.
Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling out, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign.
Remember a time when I couldn't joke, but I didn't know my hand been tied. Well, for nights I've been running, and for nights I ain't found peace. See, it's hard to lay your head down when your mind won't let you sleep.
Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling out, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign.
Strife, I lost years of my life, my first wife, but I didn't know that'd lead me here. Until late one night, calling his name from across the river, come on from a train, and since then, I've been caught up on old line coming to town.
Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain, I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. Train pulling out, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign.
And that was Mr. John Hunt at our number one spot with Calling My Name. What a great country rocking song, man. That is so good. The whole chorus, the wording is just great to me. In my opinion, I love all the wording in the chorus.
Yeah, I like the outlaw style John Hunt's got, and I like the sound of it. Hey, to me, he's not hiding what he is. He's not trying to be something that he's not.
Nope.
And I think that tells a story in itself. Appreciate you, John Hunt, number one.
Yes.
So I hope you enjoyed the top 10 countdown this week. It was with myself, Matt Lee, Brett Denny. And next week, we're going to change it up a little
bit.
All
right.
We're going to bring in one or two of the fellas.
That'd be great.
Steve, we've been missing Steve and Tim greatly. It was good to be back with them last night.
Yes.
And they're going to be doing the podcast next week with probably one of us with them, right, just to keep them under control.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we weren't here to babysit them... No, that'd be great. I know people have got to be tired of hearing our voices, Matt. They've just got to be. No.
Wait till next week. They'll be glad to have us back the week after.
That's right. Oh, that's why Brett and Matt do it so often.
We're looking forward to seeing what Steve and Tim has to say about the songs on the top 10. A lot of these they haven't been able to talk about yet.
Yeah, so you might all get to hear a new, fresh take on some of these songs. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. This gives all of us something to do. It gives you something to listen to throughout this time. And hope you continue to listen to Who's Who Top 10 Independent Countdown.
Yes. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and the Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at TheRealNOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And as always, on behalf of Night Owl Country Band, Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, in closing, listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you all next time.
Have a good week.
Made in America, the red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for.